Now, what Morse and his colleagues used were five different displays, the standard sort of text display, and the task of the user was to sort of say which of them have specific words, or you could represent them as icons, and black means it's present and white means it's not, and it's like a column layout and each row is a document. Or you could do the same thing in a table, and instead of using these icons and their color, you could use pluses and minuses, and you can even have a column that counts the number of criteria satisfied. Or you could have sort of a spring layout where in the periphery they're the ones that satisfy only one, and in the center there's only two. And then finally there could be sort of what's called a graph layout, where what's actually represented there is in the top right corner the ones that satisfy both of them, and at the extreme ends of each of the axes are the ones that satisfy this particular criteria, so the number is actually greater because it's not representing the ones that satisfy one criteria but not the other. It satisfies just this criteria, and it could include the ones that satisfy both criteria or only one. If it didn't make sense, we'll talk about it in our conference call.